Second parak of Trumas Mishnah Dalit. Ein tolim imin al she'inu mino. One cannot take up truma from one species and another. You cannot take up truma from cucumbers onto tomatoes. Both parts, in other words, the truma and the thing you're taking truma on, have to be all the same meat. In Torah, main truma to truma, and if you did so, does not take effect. Kol min chitin echod. All the different types of wheat, even though they're wheat that are darker color and paler colors and larger and smaller, it's all considered one species. Kol min te'enim, the glugis udveva echod. And also all the types of figs, even though you have green figs and purple figs, they come in different colors, different shapes and sizes. The dried head figs, all these things, that were crushed, they're all considered one min. And this goes by everything. All apples, even they come in different colors, are all one min. Basically, whatever's considered one min in respect to kalayim is also considered one min in respect to truma. The Torah and Yizeh al Zeh, and one can take up truma from one on the other. Now, just one thing for practical halacha is that if you buy in two completely different places, you have to be careful, because if you buy a place that has some type of hersha, which, let's say, you don't want to rely on, and you buy some apples from that place, and you buy some apples from a field which you know for sure the trumas and mites weren't taken out of, so you won't be able to take trumas from the place that has a minimal hersha on the place that the trumas and mites weren't taken from, even though they're both apples, but there's definitely a reasonable chance that trumas and mites were already taken from one of the groups. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have to make sure that if you are taking them two different types of apples, that they're in the same status as far as the concern trumas and mites was or was not taken. Kol mokum sheyesh koyin, if there's a koyin available, toyim en ayofi, you should take a truma from the nicest, choicest part of it, because you should, there's a mitzvah to give the best quality stuff for the kohanim. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah by all mitzvahs. Hachnas to ochim, give the best for ochim, build a yeshu. One should also build it in a nicer fashion than we build his own house. Kol chelav Hashem. Kol mokum she'ein koyin, if there's no koyin, then toyim en ayofi, it's better to take off your truma, and it will last a long period of time until the coin shows up. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, La'olam U'tayim Ha'yotah. Rabbi Yehuda says you always take out from the nicer one, and if it's going to rot, it will rot. We're not passing like Rabbi Yehuda. There's man is there that the Kohanim don't eat the truma anyway, so we're not marked to take from the best quality produce.